Trinity School is a ministry of Trinity Episcopal Church, and so is an Episcopal school. The Episcopal Church has had education at its foundation since its founding at the time of the American Revolution. Today, to help us understand what that means and doesn't mean about the student experience at Trinity, we welcome Bo Dirks from the Trinity Class of 2024, who's here to interview the Reverend Bobby Hadzer, Trinity's chaplain. Bo?
Hello, Mr. H.
Hey, Bo. We speak often about being upstanders, about being competent, being compassionate humans. And we speak a lot about operating from a place of empathy and understanding as we engage in new ideas and ways of living. And as an Episcopal school, our perspective is to see everyone as a child of God. We see them as change makers. We don't see any boundaries in our origins or abilities or religious backgrounds or traditions. In fact, we do as much as we can to celebrate those things about what all of us bring to the table and then model how to respect the dignity of every human being. So my job as an Episcopal priest and chaplain is not to make good Episcopalians out of our students. My job is to be a resource for everyone in our community as we explore all of our own ideas of God and God's vision for our lives. And so that's what I think makes my job as the chaplain and the work that we do here at Trinity Episcopal School a really special place to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also feel that I don't practice just specifically Episcopalian practices, but kind of I just enjoy being with God and talking about that all throughout our school and things.
Yeah.
Like chapel, which my second question is, what is chapel like? And why do we have it at Trinity?
Yeah, I often hear comments about how impressive it is that Trinity has chapel every day. It's daily chapel has been a tradition at Trinity since its beginning. And we are actually one of the few dozen schools in the country that still do daily chapel. And chapel is a time for us to start the day, just creating a safe place to be met and to meet God. And so all of us, I really believe that both kids and adults, we come to school like each day with a story. And this story is made up of whatever might be going on outside of school with our families or within ourselves. And I think that what chapel strives to do is to provide a place where we can just lay all those stories at the door and just for a short time, you know, be joined together, not only in the comfort of our community, but for many in the comfort of God. And chapel unites us that way. It helps us to sit with one another through not only the difficult times, but also in a lot of our joyous times also. Now, I mentioned we have chapel every day, and that's for our first through eighth grades. But on Fridays, we have a very special guitar chapel, which is another Trinity tradition that's an exciting and interactive way to end school week. We also have our Pink House Chapel, which meets on a weekly basis on Fridays. And then we also meet weekly with our littlest kids at Les Enfants on Thursdays. And in chapel, we sing songs, we hear readings of sacred stories, and we just try to find a way to wonder about God's dream for this world. Students interact by presenting in chapel, reading the prayers. They can perform with instruments. We use our voices to create a space that is comforting and intentional to be there. And throughout the year, we have special chapels. Just a few are like, we have alumni chapel and diversity chapel, trilingual chapel, and we even have a Mardi Gras jazz chapel. And it just brings me a lot of joy just to frequently see students and parents coming together in chapel and just sharing that experience with one another. And I'm just always amazed at how many alumni return to our morning chapels on their days off. And they often comment on how daily chapel is just one of the things they miss the most about their experiences here.
Yeah, for me, chapel is a great time for me to set myself up for the day and calm myself and getting away from any stress or anxiety or any projects or tests coming up.
Totally.
And it's a way for me to just calm myself and make myself ready for the day and be with God.
Great.
Okay, so what is religion class like and why do we have it?
Yeah, So every student at Trinity has some sort of religious studies class. From our youngest kids at Les Enfants all the way up to eighth grade, we put time in the students' schedules to dedicate the exploration of how God works in our world. And the curriculum is built to allow the students to engage in sacred stories and have a place to wonder and question that's outside of the chapel space. And I'm very clear to the students at our class time that I'm not trying to indoctrinate them or enforce any set of beliefs or dogma on them. It's just really a place where they can feel safe about asking questions and not feeling silly in doing so. And one of my hopes for our class time as the chaplain is that the children can learn the important skills of engaging with ideas and concepts that they might not necessarily practice themselves, and learning how to respect those and respect that in others. And I always pray that our classes allow the children to learn a language and understanding of religious traditions around our world. So when they leave this place, or as they interact in this place, they can know how to respect and sincerely engage with others that they meet who might think differently than them. Now, our first and second grade students hear our sacred stories of the Hebrew and New Testament scriptures. And in third grade, we explore the teaching of Jesus of Nazareth and how his mission is still important today and what he taught. And in fourth grade, we explore religious allegory and metaphor when we read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. Now, by middle school, many of the children are very familiar with our sacred stories, so the curriculum is built around entering back into them and looking at the deepening of their familiarity with them. We reopen them and wonder and engage in them in like the more difficult parts of scripture, sometimes the things that I left out when they were younger. And by the seventh grade, the students are learning about Christian church history. And in eighth grade, the students are exploring their identities as leaders to learn about other world religions and to think together about ethics through like hypothetical situations.
Yeah, me being in seventh grade, I think it's great learning about how Christianity has come into all of our lives, how it's grown so much with all the different people from past history. I think that's really cool when we learn in class. Okay, would a person who is not religious or of a religion different than Christianity be welcome and comfortable at Trinity?
Absolutely. And you know, over my time here at Trinity, I've fielded so many emails and calls from parents of different or no religious backgrounds who want to know how our school lives into its Episcopal identity, like what that means. And during these follow-up conversations, I reiterate a lot of what has already been said about our curriculum and our chapel times. And I often invite the parents to come and see for themselves what we do. And I'm always extremely encouraged when they respond with a sense of gratitude and joy that we see each student and the traditions their families bring are important and are protected. Religious diversity is such a gift. And over the years, we've had many Jewish, Muslim, non-religious people attend Trinity. And they frequently tell us how this place is so welcoming, how they feel comfortable here, and how they love having their children here. And we often find ways to invite families to share their traditions with our classes, and we make every effort to celebrate the religious and spiritual holidays of our world by talking about them during our chapel time. And I deeply and wholeheartedly believe that children, at their core, are spiritual beings. And it would break my heart if, like, a child ever left an interaction in chapel or class that made them feel unseen or unwelcome, because spirituality is a really deeply personal thing, and it influences and impacts our lives at like a very primal level. So with that said, we believe at Trinity that all religions and people of conscience believe in the value of love, and love is universal and a fundamental force in all of our lives. So we do all we can to teach that love and kindness are not just nice words, but actions for us to take, that honesty, inclusivity, courage are attributes of good people, that we stand up for anyone who's being mistreated or overlooked, even when it's very hard. And this is what an upstander is, and what I believe Trinity is building on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. For me, mainly with our, not motto, but kind of thing that we say, gentle, generous, truthful, kind, and brave, I feel that Trinity's religion has shaped me into who I am today. Through our chapel services and religious studies class, that makes me a better person than I was. So thank you for this wonderful experience that I got to have with you.
Yeah, thank you both for being here and sharing your sharing your story and helping us get some of these questions answered.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate both of you. Take care.
Take care.